greatest country that this world has ever seen.
What up, what up, what up? What's going on, America? And welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Dear America podcast. I wish there was something to talk about. I really do. I wish there was things to talk about. What am I kidding? There is a million things to talk about. Like I said Monday, by the time you listen to that episode, reports were coming in that Elon Musk was going to acquire Twitter. And now, guess what? He has. So, what happens next? What is the reality? What happens now? How is this whole thing going to go down? Also, people are drinking blood these days, and Joe Biden is apparently really fixing to pull the trigger on forgiving student loan debt. So we got a lot of things to talk about, but before we do that, let's hop right into this sponsor. All right, let me tell you about Birch Gold, the global upheaval caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the crippling sanctions on Russian trade are showing to have massive, and I mean massive, ripple effects across the world, including right here in the U.S. And it's not just at the gas pump. Food prices are soaring right now. To quote President Biden, with regards to food shortages, it's going to be real. Wow. He should write poetry at this point. Friends, inflation continues to skyrocket as the dollar becomes worth less every single day. Transition some of your nest egg to something of actual worth. Gold and silver from Birch Gold. That's right. Birch Gold will help you convert an IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered account in gold and silver. Get started now. Text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898. With thousands of satisfied customers and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, Birch Gold can help you protect your savings. So, what are you waiting on? The answer is absolutely nothing. It's free. So text the word Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Again, there is no obligation to get this info. So go right now and text the word Graham to 989898 now. Okay. So first, I got to talk about this. I talk about all the time that we are in a spiritual battle for our country. The end. I mean, think about it. Think about what's going on just in our society, but specifically, let's talk about Hollywood right this second. You've got this Johnny Depp, Amber Heard stuff. Amber Heard's pooping in the bed, beating up on Johnny Depp, cutting off his finger and all this weird stuff. You've got Will Smith slapping people on TV. You've got that, it was a OnlyFans star that like brutally stabbed her boyfriend to death. And she was making millions of dollars a year on OnlyFans. And now, you know, Megan Fox and this whole Machine Gun Kelly thing has been weird from the start, man. It's just been weird. And there was this rumor a couple months ago that if you got kids listening, this part is not the part for them to listen to. This is the real stuff. Okay. This is adult only conversations. All right. You got the kids out or you muted me already. All right, cool. 3, 2. All right, great. We're moving on. Okay. So there was this report a couple months ago about how when Machine Gun Kelly, proposed to Megan Fox that they drank each other's blood. Right. And you hear these weird tabloids all the time. It's like Men in Black. Where do they check the papers for the tabloids? It's all the crazy things, UFOs, aliens, blah, 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 blah. And even I was kind of like, okay, did they really? And then you heard even other weird things, that the way that Machine Gun Kelly had made the engagement ring is that it goes on fine, but if they try to take it off, it's extremely painful and it will like cut her finger all up and everything. I mean, weird stuff. And then yesterday, this video came out and I'm going to play you the video and then we're going to discuss it. This is what Megan Fox said about that rumor about drinking blood.
It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only. It is used for a reason, and it is controlled where it's like, let's shed a few drops of blood and each drink it. He's much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just like cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul, let me bleed on you. It doesn't not happen, let me tell you. Maybe not exactly like that, but it a version of that has happened many times.
What? What? Are you kidding me? What in the world? That's demonic, right? Let me know, Graham at dearamericamedia.com. Strictly from a Christian perspective, that's demonic. That's evil. That's what are we talking about? She says, we drink drops of each other's blood for ritual purposes. What are those purposes? Like rituals? Okay. What do you mean? And then she goes on to say, she's obviously talking about when they have sex with each other. Again, like I said, I hope your kids aren't listening, because I told you this is fixing to get really intense. She says, you know, Machine Gun Kelly will take broken glass and cut his chest open and say, you know, take my soul and stuff like that. What? This is obviously during sex that she's talking about these things. Okay. Let me regain my thoughts here. First of all, who filmed this? This wasn't like an iPhone thing. This was like it looked like People magazine. You know, she was in a studio, she was backlit, she was front lit, like this was a professional filming. So they're doing an interview is what this is. Who filmed this? Who filmed this and said, yep, this is going on TV and the internet? Who did that? Who made the decision to do these things? Who is making the decisions to do any of these things? Yeah, people do weird stuff. There's those videos of Lady Gaga doing like those satanic rituals in the woods where she's butt naked and stuff. There are weird things going on in Hollywood, right? I mean, there just are. And there are people who are Satanist and all this other stuff that's just pure evil. And that's real. That is real, that, you know, people do those things. And I get it. My problem with the degradation of our society is now we're putting those things out for everyone to listen to. I promise you that there are teenagers and probably, unfortunately, even children that see this video and saw this video and they go, ooh, maybe me and my boyfriend should start drinking each other's blood and start doing all this other kind of stuff. Not de facto number one, remove all the spiritual sides of it. Okay. Ooh, gross. Have you not heard of AIDS? Have you not heard of diseases? Who does this? Who does this? No one. No rational person, no sane person does these kind of things. So even if you don't believe it's evil, like I do, even if you don't believe that it's demonic, like I do, even if you don't believe those things, just gross. From a mature adult standpoint, who does that? It is disgusting. But it doesn't end there. Some good news is that Disney stocks are in the tank. They've lost $41 billion since they've come out with their woke agenda and saying that they're going to donate, or not donate, they're going to purpose $35 billion to extremist LGBTQIA+ characters and agendas in all of their movies in 2023. And they've already lost more money than they were going to put in the marketing for that. So that's amazing. And then Netflix published losing 2 million subscribers, down 20%, the first loss in subscribers ever for Netflix. And a lot of people are asking why. Well, it comes on the heels of this show, and I guess it's a Chinese or Japanese show, and it's titled He's Expecting. And it is, you know, it is this guy who is used to be a girl. Now he's a guy, and, you know, but he's still a girl and inspecting. And a lot of people are pointing to Junior, the movie Junior. I think that's what it's called, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. And I can kind of get the contrast. But the difference in that movie was it was purely a comedy movie, and it was about, would a man be able to have a baby? Not situating the differences between a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man. So, yeah, I kind of get people's things like, nobody had a problem when Arnold Schwarzenegger was pregnant, da-da-da-da-da. True, but it was purely a fictional movie. It was in fun and in jest. It was a comedy movie throughout. And there was a very specific difference in that movie. Very much like time travel. Like, we make movies about time travel. Time travel doesn't exist. Time travel isn't real. It was the same thing. Could that movie Junior that they made back in the 90s with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito was it possible? It was purely a scientific experiment. Okay. So again, they were very honest about it. This is a scientific experiment against non-natural circumstances. Okay. That's the biggest difference. Could a man, a real man, a biological man, not a female that identifies as a man, could a biological man carry a baby to term? That was the experiment, all right, in that movie. Okay, big difference from where we're at now. Okay, even then, weird, unorthodox, it was a science experiment. They also, on the prequel to that, they made a movie, Twins, about growing twins in a lab, based off of the best genetic DNA and stuff. So it was a weird time in America where everybody was like, "Ooh, I wonder if clones could be real. I wonder if genetic twins could be grown in petri dishes and in labs, featuring the best genetics and DNA from the best people in the world." And then it was like, "Oh, I wonder if a science experiment could be pulled off to where a biological man could carry a baby to term in the premise of a movie, not real life." Now, the difference is that this is real stuff, and that females who identify as males are actually males, and then therefore now they can have a child. You know, they call women menstruating people. There's a report. I love the report. I wish I could find it. There was a report the other day that said an all-female prison, one of the females became pregnant when raped by one of the female inmates. Again, I'm going to say that again. And I told you, I told you to remove the kids out of this section. I told you this. The thing was, female prisoner pregnant after rape in all female prison. And you're thinking probably, oh, well, maybe it was one of the guards. No, it was one of the inmates. One of the, in quotation marks, female inmates. What it was a transgender male or transgender female. Sorry. It was a man who identified as a woman. So that's a transgender female, I think. Hang on. Carry the two divided by seven. Yes, that's what it is. Anyway, so... Yeah, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, you really can't. You can't make it up. All female prison, female inmate is pregnant after being raped by another female inmate. That was the title of the article. The article said two women conceived a baby with each other. That's what it said. That's what the article said. That's not true. First of all, why are we allowing men, biological men? You want to talk about in sports? We're allowing biological men to be in all-female prisons? That's like a sex free-for-all. What are we doing, man? I'm telling you, this world that we live in is nuts, yo. It is crazy. Oh, by the way, Todd, if you're listening, my buddy Todd, he told me to stop saying yo. No, yo. I'm going to say yo as many times as I want to. Yo. Because I think yo is kind of a funny word. Yo. So, you know, you can stop listening to the show. Yo. Did I do it enough? Did I do it enough? Are we good? Does everybody get the point? Okay, fantastic. All right, let's talk about what's going on with student loan debt. Biden has reports came out yesterday that due to sinking poll numbers and Biden's presidency completely in the trash. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not just because I truly believe that the election was rigged and stolen away from us, and that this is not that I just 100% believe that he is completely and utterly mentally incapable, okay? Handicapped to an extent. I believe he has degenerative mental cognitive ability. This man is a walking grandpa that should not be allowed to even drive. And it's becoming more and more apparent every single day. But his poll numbers are in the, I mean, it is the worst polling for a president in over 50 years. And these are left-wing organizations that are reporting this. Worst polling for a president in over 50 years. You're getting into some really rare territory there. Anyway, so a lot of people believe that this is a last ditched effort before the midterm. So what are we in? Is this April, May, June, July, August, September, October? So 6 months. So 6 months until the midterm elections. So within 6 months, here's what's going to happen. Biden is going to forgive most, if not all, student loan debt. I don't have the exact figures, but I do know that it's 43 million Americans have student loans. And the reason they're pushing this is because this is something that Biden promised during his campaign. And they really need Democratic voters that really love government assistance to show up on voting day. And so Biden is going to add trillions of dollars more to the national debt because he's going to forgive student loan debt. Now, I want to be completely transparent with you guys here. I have student loans. I do. I got about 40 grand worth of student loans. Got about 40 grand. Tried college while I was in the Army. Took some student loans out because, you know, once FAFSA was paid, gave me a little extra money. Times were hard. I mean, I'm just being honest with you, right? Like, you know, if you get approved for a student loan amount, you take the whole amount. Once your school's paid for, whatever the remainder is, they give it to you, right? Like, this is where a lot of people fall into that trap and they get in trouble. And I was no different when I was in my early 20s. I wanted to get a degree while I was in the Army, and that's what I did, and ended up racking up about 40 grand after 3.5 years of going to school in student loan debts. Because I couldn't pay for college. But either way, I'm speaking to you as somebody that's got about 40 grand worth of student loan debts. Biden is very, very, very heavily considering wiping away all student loan debt for people who owe 50 grand or less, 43 million people. I fall into that category. So if he did this, it would eliminate all of my student loan debt. It would eliminate my wife's student loan debt. Alyssa has a master's degree, so she's got student loans. So all of our student loan debt would be wiped away. So that's probably 80 grand worth of debt right there, gone. And I still am against doing this. And so when I talk this next little bit, I want you to know that I'm talking to you from a stance that I could benefit personally from this, but I'm still against it. And here's why. One, and I truly, truly, truly believe this, you know, everybody's thing is, oh, you know, well, these young kids were so young and they didn't know any better and blah, 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 blah. shut up. Okay. You're old enough to vote, whatever. You signed that paper. You took the loan out. Pay your debt. Okay. I'm sorry. I know that may sound rude. Okay. I'm sorry that you didn't do your research enough to know that your fine arts degree wasn't going to make you enough money to pay off your student loans anytime soon. You're robbing so many Americans that paid. I just got contacted by somebody. It took them 17 years to pay off their student loans. 17 years. You got doctors who have hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loan debts. That, you know, surgeons make like 250 grand a year, but after you pay taxes on it, that's like 180 grand a year. But then you got 5 grand a month worth of student loan payments. I mean, that's 60 grand a year, and now you're at 120, and you're a surgeon. You went to school for 10 years. These people pay back their debts. And what we're doing is we're creating a society that doesn't have to take responsibility for the decisions that they make. And we're going to add to the debt, which will increase taxes, which will increase inflation, which will increase the burden on every other American for 43 Americans. There's 360 million Americans. 43 million of them have student loan debts of 50 grand or less. There's probably a lot more if you up that to like $200,000 to $300,000 in student loan debt. There's probably like 80 to 90 million, if not 100 million people who have that much student loan debt, but we're only talking about 50 grand and below, just to be clear. So that's 43 million out of 360 million. So you're telling me that for 43 million people who consciously made the decision, nobody forced them to, look, nobody forced you to go to college. Nobody. And if you didn't finish college, that's not our problem. And if you got a degree and a job that made no money, that's also not our problem. What needs to be addressed is the future generations. Okay? We've made our bed. This is what I truly believe. We've made our bed. We need to send it. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. So please send me an email at graham@dearamericamedia.com. If you've got student loan debts, please let me know what you think about this. And I'll discuss it on the next show. Here's what I think. I think that we need to have a fundamental change in the pricing of college. That, to me, is the answer. I think that, you know, the first 2 years of college are all electives and base level courses that don't even have anything to do with your majors, right? You got to take history, you got to take English, you got to take, math, you got to take electives like public speaking and all this other garbage, right? Has nothing to do with a major, but the price per credit hour is the same. Okay. And then you have people that are taking architecture courses, paying the same per course hour as people who want to be social workers. That is the problem. I think that the way to fix college is make the course structure based around the major, make the payment scale. Now, colleges are never going to want to do this because they're going to lose so much money because they are literally bending Americans over backwards or frontwards, however you want to describe it. They're bending Americans over these college prices. But people that want to be social workers, even if they go all the way to their master's and then they do their internships and they do all this stuff and they get the highest level social work job that they can possibly get, you make what, 50? Maybe 70 grand a year after so many years, depending on where you live? But you have 50 to 60 grand in student loan debt. Like it doesn't compute. It doesn't add up. The normal person as a social worker makes between 25 to 35 grand a year. Why are they paying the same per credit hour as somebody who wants to be a nurse? That makes no sense. That is the way that you fix college. Not forgiving the debts, not all this stuff. No. Stop making it to where, these 18-year-old kids can get approved for, $60,000 in student loans and they don't live on campus. They're going to school online and it only cost them about 10 grand a semester to go, and then are getting 50 grand just to play around with. They buy cars, they live their life up, they do whatever, and then they either don't finish or they get a degree in something that makes no money, and then they've got all this debt. These are the ways that you actually fix it. Not by removing responsibility that must be taken now by the current people, the current adults who made those decisions. Pay your debts. Take responsibility for your actions and stop relying on other Americans to fix your problems for you. And I'm speaking from a person that this would actually help. What do I think is going to happen? I think they're going to do it. That's what I think. I think they're going to do it. And I think everybody's going to feel real good about it till about 18 months later when they come back for it in taxes. That's what I think. That's what I think is going to happen. And it's a smokescreen. It's a crap show. But either way, all right, we got to talk about it. We got to talk about the Twitter takeover. But before we do that, we got to get into a sponsor. All right, guys, listen up. I've got some inside information on the meat industry. We could be seeing a huge spike in meat prices soon because of the price of wheat and corn. No, I've not confused beef with grains. I'm from Mississippi. I know the difference. Trust me. The truth is, more than half the cost of a cow is in the food it eats. So when grain and corn go up, guess what? So does your steak. Wheat prices have hit an all-time high of $12.09 a bushel. You may not know what a bushel is, but if wheat costs that much, imagine how much a steak will. Don't lose out on your favorite cuts. You can secure a fair and affordable price with Good Ranchers on all your meats. They deliver 100% American meat straight to your door, and when you subscribe with them, they lock in your price. That's right. As long as you're a subscriber, it doesn't matter how much meat goes up, your price is locked in forever. All you got to do is go to goodranchers.com/Graham and use my code Graham, that's G-R-A-H-A-M, for $30 off, plus your lock-in for life if you subscribe today. Again, all you got to do is go to www.goodranchers.com/Graham and enter my promo code Graham for $30 off. And if you subscribe, it will lock your price in no matter how much Biden tries to screw the economy up. Go to goodranchers.com/Graham today. All right. All right. All right. So as you already know, Elon Musk bought Twitter, and conservatives and free speech lovers rejoiced. It is finally here. In fact, a bunch of people who had left Twitter, who had, Tucker Carlson's come back, Mark Levin's come back, Michelle Malkin's come back. A lot of people have come back onto Twitter since this announcement. There has already been so much backlash from the left, and I've said, pay attention to who has a problem with free speech actually taking place, because they are the real enemies of society. So first of all, let's start off with CNN. This was CNN's reaction when the news broke that Elon Musk took over. So here's CNN. This is Potato Head Brian Stelter. Here we go.
I think that's an example of a broader question for Twitter, which is, if you get invited to something where there are no rules, where there is total freedom for everybody, do you actually want to go to that party, or are you going to decide to stay home? And that's a question for Twitter users. Some Twitter users might love the idea that there's going to be absolutely no moderation and no rules at all. Others might not want to be anywhere near that. Am I crazy, Matt?
No, you're right. And what happens to the advertising?
Yes, you are crazy. You moron. Did you hear what he said? People are going to have to make a decision if they want to go to a place where there are no rules and there's freedom of speech. He even says the words, true freedom to say whatever you want. Do you want to go to that party or do you want to stay home? We want to go to that party because we want to be able to say whatever we want to say. And we want to have the options to hear all the avenues and all the sides and all the opinions and make a decision for ourselves, as opposed to being told what we are allowed to listen to and what we are allowed to say and what we are allowed to think. That's what we want. You blithering. Lord help me. I was gonna call Brian Stelter a moron. I was going to do that. But that would not be the Christian thing to do, to call him a moron, even though he is a moron. So I'm not going to call Brian Stelter a moron, because that would be wrong. It would be wrong to call him a moron. So I'm not going to do it, even though he is, in fact, a moron. Conservatives have seen huge spikes and surges in followers. I have not gained a single follower on Twitter in 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. I have not gained one follower on Twitter. I'm going to say that to you again. We're one of the most viral, most watched conservative speakers in the country. And for 2 years, I have not gained a single follower on Twitter. In the past day, we've gained almost 10,000 followers. And I've done nothing different. Tweet the same stuff I always tweet, etc. So a lot of people are speculating what is going on. Well, first of all, Elon Musk locked Twitter. So no new things can be done to it, etc., until the deal is done, because he didn't want people sabotaging Twitter for the deal. So what a lot of people believe, and I really love Jack Posobiec's take on this, Elon Musk didn't just buy Twitter. He bought evidence that they have, in fact, been doing the entire time everything that we have been screaming from the rooftops about. They're shadow banning us. They're not letting us talk about what we want to talk about. They are, anything that goes against the narrative or any conservative viewpoint is being throttled in the algorithms. So what I think is going on is, I think they are getting rid of the evidence before it actually takes place. Because here's the truth of the matter. This stuff isn't going to happen overnight. It's going to take 6 months, the entire process. From closing the deal to Elon Musk taking over, there's going to be mass exodus of employees, mass firings, rehirings, et cetera, changing the codes, open source algorithms, as Elon Musk says he wants to do, changes to make things better on Twitter. It's going to take at least 6 months for all this stuff to happen. So what I think that the Twitter people are doing is, because the board unanimously voted to take this deal, by the way, I think that they are trying to cover their tracks. And I think that they are not even all at once. I don't even think that all the shadow ban algorithms have been deleted yet. I think they're slowly deleting a lot of the things that were holding and throttling so many people back, because they don't want the world to find out once Elon Musk is actually owning it and he's able to look under the hood for real. That's what I think. I think that they are getting rid of the evidence that's what they were doing, okay? Because then you're looking at, and this is why somebody asked me, I said, well, if it's actually provable beyond a shadow of a doubt that Twitter actively participated in throttling political figures during election cycles, then they can actually be sued for interfering in federal elections, because it can be proven that they did. And that's a whole other storm that they're worried about. Now, I just want to talk about the left's breakdown. And in their breakdowns, the hypocrisy is so staggering that it almost defies logic that they even said it. I can't believe that they said it on air. This is MSNBC, I believe. I don't know who this guy is. I don't care. But on national TV, this is what they said that their fear is with Elon Musk owning Twitter. Now, remember, for years, conservatives have been saying they are throttling us. They are shadow banning us. They are turning down political candidates they don't like. They are covering up stories to protect candidates that they do like. Laptop. deleting the sitting president of the United States at the Times Twitter account. All of these things. They're doing all of these things. But now listen to what the left's concern is with Elon Musk having Twitter. I cannot believe that this was said on live TV. Listen to this.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else. And the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election.
Are you kidding me? No, duh, Sherlock. That's what we've been saying the entire time. It is insanity. Absolute, total insanity. To put it into words, the hypocrisy of these people, to put it into words, I can't. These people fear free speech so much. Look at what's happening with Disney. Look at what's happening with Netflix. Look at what's happening with these streaming services. Look at the collapse of CNN Plus. What is happening is I'm hopeful. Okay. Now, again, I'm still treading lightly with Elon Musk. He still has to actually do what he said he's going to do, right? Like, okay, that's great. We bought Twitter. It is a huge win for freedom. If he actually does what he says he's going to do. If he does what he says he's going to do, April 25th, 2022 will go down in the history books. It will. It will go down in the history books. Elon Musk will be written about in history books for the rest of time. But they are so afraid that people, the American people, are actually going to be able to say what they really want to say. Because what they really want to say, if you look at what's happening with Disney, with Netflix, with CNN Plus, all these other things, the people do not like them. The people do not agree with them. And to be blunt, the people are bordering on hating them. And they know that. The freest of societies is not when the people fear the government. Or when the people fear the media. It is when the media and the government fear the people. That is when you have a free society. Last but not least, the speculations are coming out that I think within the next 6 months, I think Donald Trump's account will be reinstated in Twitter. I do. I really, truly believe it. And reports are coming out that Donald Trump has said that he will not be returning to Twitter, even if it is. He's going to stay on Truth Social. President Trump, sir, with all due respect, you know, all the people in your team that listen to the show, I would love to sit down and talk to you about it. I really would. I really think that you need to reconsider that, sir. I think that that is a mistake. I think it is a campaign ending mistake. I really do. You, sir, are going to need Twitter. No matter how successful Truth Social becomes, and I do, I hope it becomes monumentally successful. The more platforms, the better, in my opinion. It's not going to be Twitter. It's not going to be Twitter. Truth Social in the next 18 months, because that's when campaigning for the presidency, if he intends to run again, will start happening, will not come anywhere close to the users that are on Twitter. It just won't. It's impossible. It is impossible because the president doesn't even have any social media apps to push people to his social media apps or app, excuse me, Truth Social. Mr. President, I beg you to reconsider that. This should not be a you know what measuring contest here. If your account on Twitter, the most viewed, reshared, biggest reach account on Twitter is reinstated, Mr. President, you have to get back on Twitter. You have to. It's not about, if the point is to reach the American people, and if the point is to take back the White House in 2024, it is about distribution. It is about reach of getting your message out, getting your candidate picks out, getting the America First agenda back in front of the American people. Mr. President, again, I plead with you to reconsider. If your Twitter account is reinstated, Mr. President, you have to take it. You have to. Not only will it help Truth Social, because you'll be able to push people to Truth Social, you will win in 2024 even easier than you're going to win in 2024 anyway if you run. So, Mr. President, I plead with you, please reconsider. That's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We are surging back in the charts, so make sure that you share this on your social media. Share it with your friends. Have them subscribe. Tell five friends today. Do me this favor. Have five friends subscribe to this podcast, and let's see how high up we can get in the charts. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic Wednesday, and we'll see you all again next time.